All right, how's it going? My name is Stukes at T1G, and what I want to do is just briefly cover the synopsis of what TCCC means. That's Tactical Combat Casualty Care. Tactical Combat Casualty Care is basically a priority and technique matrix when you have a dynamic environment with bad guys shooting at you, and you have no protocols like you would, say, in a nice, lovely hospital setting. And TCCC, there's three phases. There's care under fire, there's tactical field care, and there's CASEVAC or medevac, depending on your resources. So the first thing I want to talk about is care under fire. Care under fire, your priorities tend to be not taking any damage yourself as a medical provider, but really the main idea is to lay down suppressive fire, depending on the circumstance, keep your casualty from taking further hits, further shots, or keep him from sustaining additional wounds. And there's not gonna be a whole lot of medicine that you're doing under care under fire. In fact, one of my favorite sentences in medicine, period, is the best medicine during care under fire is superior firepower. If any medicine goes on at all, it's either placing a tourniquet on the X, which is where he was injured, or it's verbally directing the medicine he should do to himself. As you can see here, I'm putting all the medicine aside, traditional medicine aside, and I'm just dragging him over to a spot where he is in the proverbial safe space for the moment. And we're gonna get to our other medicine here in a bit when we're no longer sustaining fire. The second phase is tactical field care. Tactical field care means that you're not necessarily out of danger, but you're not sustaining direct fire at this point. It's a good time to wipe the sweat off your brow.
Hey, can you talk to me?
Hopefully you've got a QRF or somebody in for security while you're doing additional medicine. Tactical field care is actually where most of your medicine is going to take place. You can see here that one of the first things we want to do after we put on the tourniquet is you want to check that airway and make sure he's got good ventilations going in and out. In his case, he's going to need a crike. So we have placed a crike in. I've got my partner here who's looking. He's checking all the for additional bleeders at the junctional sites and the limbs. And he's also putting on chest seals as he finds them from the chin to the belly button. After we've taken care of the breathing box on the thorax and looked at that, what we really need to check is the circulation as well. That's going to give us a quick snapshot of how well he's circulating blood flow when we give him a pulse check and a Blanche check underneath the nail bed. Once we've assessed for shock, make sure in his case, we're going to go ahead and cover him up and get him off to the CASEVAC. So in our case here, we have a CASEVAC bird. There's no medical personnel or medical equipment dedicated to this bird. So CASEVAC, we have our FE here who's telling us to come on board. And once we get on that aircraft with that patient, we're really going, we like the acronym MARCH quite a bit. MARCH being massive hemorrhage, A being airway, R being respirations, C being circulation, and H being head and heat. As TCCC providers, we're going to go through that MARCH algorithm several times, depending on our standing orders or how well we're trained in advanced medicine, is going to dictate how deep we can go into medicine before he gets to a medical facility. But in the case of his flight, there are flight considerations, which we do talk a lot about here at T1G, as far as atmospheric pressure changes that can affect your patient once he's on the bird. But as far as just a bread and butter example of a TCCC scenario, that's a pretty good one. Somebody gets hurt, there's suppressive fire, and CASEVAC is going to come scoop him up. In the meantime, our main job is to keep him alive until he gets to the MTF. I hope the video helped you, at least give you a superficial overview of what TCCC is all about. If you have any additional questions, please reach out to us and leave a comment below. We appreciate your time.